The show you are about to listen to is intended for mature audience only. There will be things said that may not be appropriate for younger audience and may offend you. We at Whatever Talk would like to apologize in advance, but really, get over it.
What up, dope people? Welcome to Whatever Talk, the show where we talk about whatever we seem to be talking about at the time. I'm your host, Donnie, also co-host of Trophy Horse. I ain't see this in a minute. Check it out. I got my homie T-Dot Cliff with me. What up, T-Dot?
What up, what up, what up? Today is what? November 15th, I believe?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. Good.
2015. Also, my 2050th grandmother's birthday.
Today her birthday?
Yes.
Oof, really?
2050 years old today.
She ain't 2050 years old today.
Before we continue on with this intro, we're going to be talking about a fashion statement that we most definitely recommend you don't make, some Dragon Ball Z, and why the USA is some idiots. Lag out.
We talking about whatever that's on your mind, speak your mind, don't be shy, this is your time to shine.
So I'm going to start off with this Dragon Ball Z first, because this is a bypass topic. I don't even think we can call it Dragon Ball Z no more, because it's not Dragon Ball Zen anymore. It's Dragon Ball Super. So
that's even better.
Yeah, all us long term super enthusiastic fans of Dragon Ball Z, we have to get used to calling it Dragon Ball Super now. But anyway, this is some quick news that if you guys were waiting for the English version to come, because I've been searching everywhere for the English versions to come out, which they not bringing them out simultaneously, which I don't know why, which they already got an audience over here in America, in the States.
Yeah.
It will be out next year, 2016, probably, hopefully early 2016, but when they don't give a date to things, they always just say the year. It's usually like the end of that year. So basically like a whole another 2 year type thing. So most likely it's summertime of 2016. I hope it's around my birthday time, which is February 2016. That'd be like a great birthday present from the Japanese.
That ain't happening unless you bootleg it.
I ain't bootlegging Dragon Ball Z. I will be purchasing the DVDs of that from my hookup guy. I won't bootleg it. He would bootleg it.
Kevin. That's a shout out to you, Kevin.
Oh, man. Well, I got a fashion statement, man, for all you men and T-Dot. For the low cost of 65 bucks and 34 cents, you can own yourself a clip-in man bun. That's what's hot on the streets now.
A what?
Man bun. You know, the buns that the teachers be wearing in their head. Now they sell man buns.
That's not for men.
Yeah, it is.
Not for straight men.
A lot of ones would say that. The same thing. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with these people. First of all, okay. Don't no man, whether you got long hair or growing your hair out, you don't need to be putting no weave in it. You don't need to be putting no bun, no fake of any type of hair in it.
What happened with that is y'all went too far when y'all started getting them braids.
What?
When men started getting braids. Really. Now they thinking some other things men can do with their hair while it's long.
Man, men been getting their hair braided way before us.
I know. It was a problem back then.
Even during the pirate times.
Yeah, I know. Back during AD. Keep it like a trend now.
Everything is a trim. This is gay as heck.
They're gonna start doing that with y'all at work. Like y'all can't come in with braids no more. You have to put it in a bun.
If this was like your real hair, because I have seen guys with buns in their hair, especially the ones who were dreads. Yeah, with dreads, they put it in a bun, but that'd be their real hair.
And that to me, start putting buns in their hair with like these beads hanging.
And that's man, Cole, is you not to add any hair that don't belong to you in your head. Whatever you do to your head, if it's your hair, is deemed okay. Because we've seen guys with pigtails before. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have.
Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, I had pigtails myself before, you know, and that's straight. Now, what's not straight is the guys, even with, you know, a decent amount of hair, like, I would say, like, ear length or almost shoulder length, but they want it longer, and they want it longer now, don't put weave in your hair. I have seen that done.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nah, it is.
You check out some white guys, they hair be longer than the mug.
Yeah, but that'd be their hair.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm talking about the ones who have...
That's what you sell weave for, Donnie.
Yeah, if you a female...
No, that where that say no, that?
If you a female.
That doesn't say that
so
anywhere.
So you cool with a guy putting weave in their head?
I'm not cool with a guy having even long hair sometimes. But it depends on how far he wanted. That's his thing.
Nah, that ain't cool.
It doesn't say in the book... We sell weave to women only for long hair. No.
Okay, I know it doesn't say that, but we know about these unwritten rules. And unwritten rules,
that's what's wrong with people today. People think they have to go to a certain style because it's unwritten.
Oh, okay, but
you can do what you want when you want to. This is America.
Yeah, it's true. You can do it. Yes, everything is true.
Gay can get married now. You can wear a long weave if you want to.
But everybody knows, and including you, you can stay up with the show you want to, but including you, know that unwritten rules count just as much as written rules.
I don't get so much of unwritten rules. I'm getting into I don't care what everybody else think.
I'm most definitely that way, but still, you don't put no weave in your head and go buy a man bun. Man bun, it's no such thing as man bun.
You said people been wearing man bun before this, Carla.
No.
You're going to do what you want.
Their real hair is okay.
That's just like telling me you like wearing braids, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's like me telling you you shouldn't wear braids because that's a girl thing. Now, what are you going to say?
I would say men have braids first.
Exactly. You're going to say men have braids first, but...
That is not a fact. I was just talking.
It doesn't say anywhere in the book that... A man shouldn't wear long hair. Now, if I was to say that you shouldn't wear because it just don't look right, I can't say that.
You can say it, but
no, I can't say
that.
But
it'd be your opinion.
See, but sometimes people's opinions just because they want to say something, I believe.
Oh yeah, people talk all the time just because they got a voice box.
You have to realize what's out there, what's going on. I mean, just because sometimes your opinion. I mean, everybody has an opinion. I mean, it's your opinion, that's how you feel, But then again, that's not how everybody else feels. So, like with me, I just don't get too wrapped up into what other people say. I mean, because you're going to do what you want to do anyway. And sometimes just trying to make somebody realize something that you realize or something that you feel, it's just not going to work. So, you just let people do what they want to. If they want to come up out of it, then they'll come up out of it. When they realize it, then, you know, everybody has their own opinion. So.
I want to say this, too. Anytime you put man in front of anything, it's already wrong. It's already gay.
I'm already saying.
Yes. Man bun, man purse, man bag. If you put man in front of it, it's already gay.
Oh, if I were you to ask me now, I don't think everybody can. And when I say this, I mean females. I don't think every female can rock a bun. Because if it's one style that I don't like, I hate the bun. Woman head. Only some women can get away with some. I mean, that's like maybe on one hand, I'm counting.
Okay.
But other than that, I hate the bun. I hate it.
Okay, bun is cool, and I hope a full bun is cool. Not that one you be in high school, you got them 15 different scrunches on that little bitty nub.
That's even better than the one big one on top of your head.
No. I will say this. Yeah, I did see this one chick who had like the Dookie braids or the Poetic Justices. Mm-hmm. She had that all wrapped up in like a ball in the back of her head. It looked like another head behind her head.
Oh, no,
now that is nasty, yes.
I mean, if it's small braids and you put it in a bun, then yeah, that's cool. But something that big, yeah. I was just never cool with a girl just having a bun in her hair. I remember one time I had to lie to a girl about it. She said, "You like her hair?" I said, "Yeah, I liked it." When I looked at it, I was like, "Really, I don't." But I already told her I liked it. So
now that I think about it,
I was like, "No, it just look. I don't know if it's look too plain. It just don't make you look right." But like, dude, I would have to say, I think he would look better with a bun on his head than a woman would.
Mm-mm,
yeah, I would have to say, like, if I would look at it like Snoop Dogg can get away with it. Mm-mm. This other dude that I They can get, because to me, when I saw them put in the button, it looked like it was just naturally. I mean, it's like you really didn't pay attention to it. Maybe because I'm paying attention more to a girl here than just looking at a dude here and looking at the button on it. So it's like when I look at it, just like, okay. Then I'm looking somewhere else. But when I'm looking at a woman, I'm looking at her. So if I'm looking at my attention is on that bun, I'm like, it's too much attention on that bun.
Is that growing out of your head?
So I don't know. That's just something funny for me. So
yeah. Well, you want to say he got something else that's funny? Did you know that the U.S. of A. considered sending a nuclear bomb to the moon just to show off its power? That is some stupid junk that America would even think about doing. This was during the Cold War. Mm. That is dumb as heck. Now, that's just, I would say, just one nuke is not going to do any too much damage of anything. As you've seen, nukes has went off on Earth before, and it only caused destruction in the vicinity it was in. But still, just the fact that what the moon does to Earth, to keep Earth the way it is, pretty much also to keep us living on Earth the way that we live, for you to even consider doing something to disrupt that, that's dumb as heck, man. And America is, oh my goodness, there's so many things I can say about America. America is just dumb as heck. These freaking idiots, they call it the Project A119. Now, check this out. Here we go. They said they abandoned the thought because of the danger it posed for the people of Earth if the mission failed. What happened if the mission was a success, like the moon actually cracked? Would that been a success right there? Or would it actually took off a chunk of the moon? Would that been a success? The whole thought was a fail, in my opinion. For you even think that was a fail, just because of what can possibly happen. Also, scientists consider that they didn't want to possibly contaminate the moon with radioactive material. It still baffles my head that they would even think of considering this as an option just to prove power. Just to prove power.
I ain't got nothing to say about that. Americans do so much, or come up with so much stuff. It's just boggling.
I mean,
I'm really not surprised by it. I'm not surprised by it. They probably got more dumb things they wanted to do just to do. But I just thank God ain't none of it happened.
And I know some listeners probably thinking, preposterous.
But you better be careful about how you talk about Americans. If they hear this, they probably think you a terrorist.
Hey, man, let them think I'm a terrorist. Good. Think I'm a terrorist.
And they're going to be sending you right out the state.
Good. Think I'm a terrorist. You can't deport me. My birth certificate says.
Shoot. One thing you don't know about the American. Oh, I know about the government, they can do whatever they want.
Oh, one thing I don't know. I don't want to tell everybody else what the government can do. The government can fly if they want to. They just don't want to do it in front of us. I'm talking about without.
They'll send you right over in Iraq.
Without the machine. They can fly like the Z Warriors.
They'll send you right over in Iraq. You and I believe who will go with you is little man. Because he looked just like you.
Like, look, hey, listen here, Donnie. You're going to ice this, or we're going to see you to ISIS.
ISIS would be happy to have you.
Yeah,
they happy to get anybody.
They don't care about Americans who so-called say they betrayed America. We're gonna be what the blacks was in the war on the front line.
Watching Glorious today.
No, but I did my research to see what would actually happen if the moon was to be destroyed. But then when I did that, I thought, like, wait a minute. Well, one nuke wouldn't destroy the moon. So I rephrased my research into what would happen if the moon was damaged. So let's just say the research I came up with shows various calculations on what would it take to even destroy the moon, period. And what could possibly happen to the outcome if the moon was gone or damaged. Research calculating from 9,000 bombs, 15,000 kilotons, One kiloton is equivalent to 1,000 tons of TNT.
Other resources says
9,000 bombs of 15,000 kilotons right there to 600 billion king bombs, which is a Russian bomb, mm-hmm. and translates to, I think that's how you pronounce it, Tsar's Bomba. Each bomb is 50 megatons. Yeah. Mm. 1 megaton is equivalent to 1 million tons of TNT. And then I came across another one stating that it would take 30 trillion megatons to destroy it. So the research I came across, I can't be conclusive with it because it's so many various of researches that says too many different things of what it would actually take to destroy it. But I came across some more, not to be too alarming. No moon means calmer waters, not that many waves and tidal waves and stuff like that. But we would still have waves due to the fact that the sun also plays a part in the gravitational pull of the waves. Also, maybe some earthquakes, a little volcanoes getting kind of mad. Some animals probably would go extinct due to the fact some of them use the moonlight. Some of them use some of the magic of the moon to help them survive. Mm-hmm. Also, Earth may become wobbly, causing the elimination of seasons, bringing outrageous changes to the climate. Meaning that we gonna have some terrible winters, summers, some excruciating summers, excruciating. Pretty much, we would probably go extinct soon after.
Because no moon?
Because of no moon. That's just the moon itself.
What would happen if we had the moon?
If we had the moon, we would probably live the way we're living right now doing podcasts.
Oh, that's boring.
And I would take boring over a very, very cold winter.
Shoot, I don't do that now alone.
No, this is very cold. I said very, very. Very, so we'd be in a
low, low digits. Can't get no lower than that. Like we never had low digits weather before. If the moon, is it naturally light?
No.
Or is it light because of the sun?
The sun. Nothing is naturally light. Everything is lit from the sun. The light from the moon comes from it reflecting light from the sun.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Again, I'm going back to what America considered about doing to the moon. And this is all this over-exaggerated thought of what could have happened if they actually went through with their process of sending a nuke to the moon. I found out earlier out this week that this news was out here. And then, yes, this news is alleged. Of course, the government don't want to admit it. Just like the government don't want to admit a whole heap of things. I thought I couldn't be shot anymore. Because of what goes on in the world now, all that stuff. But when I came across this news earlier this week, I was kind of shocked. I was like, wow, I can't believe that they actually considered sending a nuke to the moon. A nuke to the moon.
For these two reasons.
That they actually considered doing this, sending a nuke to the moon. And also, the reason behind doing it was just to prove the power of it. Now, that right there is not surprising, to prove the power of it. That's not surprising, because that's what America is. We're the biggest arrogant bullies out of all the continents. But the fact that y'all actually considered it, that's the most shocking part right there. Like, wow.
But Detroit had the ugliest women, though.
Huh?
That's what Playboy said.
Playboy saying that?
Yeah. Forget what Playboy's saying. Playboy don't know what they're talking about.
I guess we don't need the moonlight to look at them anyway.
If you want to know who got the ugliest women, it's Iraq. That's why they keep their face covered up. Because when they let their face, that mags down, they had them lizard tongues.
Yeah. They look like Melina.
Yep.
Melina from Mortal Kombat.
Yep. Exactly. Like that. That's where they get it from.
leave it to T-Dot to change it from the moon to ugly women.
I'm just rambling.
As far as the ugliness of our women, I wouldn't say we got the best looking ones, but we most definitely got some of the thickest ones.
Everybody got pretty ugly. Who's Playboy to say who got the ugly and who got the best looking
ones? Oh, yeah, I know.
That's not for them to say.
Hey, I know, but as far as your preferences of what you want.
Probably just 1, 2, 3 people who came here and didn't even get a tour around. Probably didn't even come here.
Yeah, they probably went to the outskirts of Detroit. Because everybody say, oh, yeah, Detroit is this. And I've been to Detroit.
And I'm going to tell you this. Everybody that come to Michigan, everybody don't come to Detroit.
Oh, yeah, no. They say they come to Detroit, but what they did.
Come to Michigan, you don't come to Detroit.
Yeah, they go to Sterling Heights.
Exactly.
Or they go to Livonia. I'm like, no, those are the outskirts of Detroit.
Exactly.
Okay.
Y'all think Michigan is Detroit and Detroit is Michigan. I think the whole state is Detroit. Like, no, y'all come to Michigan. Y'all just are on the outskirts, like he said. Y'all on the outskirts. Like, y'all, that's not for y'all to judge. And anyway, shoot, you the ugly one. Show your picture. Let's go around, see where you live.
Exactly. And see who birthed you, too, by the
exactly.
way.
See a picture of your mama.
Well, I ain't really got much to talk about no more because I'm still baffled on this bomb thing. You got anything to talk about?
No, not really.
So, people, you know, you can always listen to us on Podomatic. That's the home of whatever talk as of this moment. Go check us out on iTunes. We do have that. And we also have SoundCloud. I'm working on some more media sites to try to get us heard. Almost everywhere I can get us heard. But remember, not every episode is on those media sites. If you want to listen to an earlier episode, get at me at whatevertalkshow@gmail.com. Tell me what you want to hear. I'll put it up. Also, you can tell us what you think of this episode. Or you don't even have to tell us what you think of this episode. Just tell us what you think, period. Or tell us what you want to tell us, whatever it may be. Write it to us. Tell me. Think putting the word man in front of something, does that make it already gay? As in clipping man bun or man purse? You already heard my opinion from the show. You heard T-Dot's. I want to know your opinion. Do you think America is some idiots for even considering sending a nuclear bomb to the moon? Yeah, I said it. T-Dot, I won't bring you down with me if they come looking for me in the future. I just say, T-Dot is a figment of my imagination who I just happen to voice mimic on the show. Then who's that other black guy you be with on them videos? Well, that's my hand puppet.
Hand puppet.
Shout outs.
The viewers, fans, the family. That's it.
Viewers, fans, family. Such a simple guy. T-Dot is simple. Just put a dot at the end of it.
I'm not sure. I can shout out the same shout outs all the time.
Yeah, the same.
Pretty much who you gonna shout out to?
You might came across some new people in your life. Might have even came across a new love you wanted to mention.
Nobody right now.
Well, I want to give a shout out to the listeners. You guys rock for even considering listening to us. Just don't consider throwing a bomb our way. Also, give a shout out to the family.
It is 5 o'clock p.m.
Give a shout out to T-Dot's Home Appliances. Well, give a shout out to the fam, Mom, Grammeezy, Merry Birthday, Grammeezy. It's her birthday today. Happy, I will be over. Birthday. I'm on the way over there right now. As soon as I close out this,
who will win the fight? Down. Michael J. White. What's his name?
Michael J. White.
Mm-hmm. Or Wesley Snipes.
Aw, man, Wesley would not survive a round.
Because he bigger?
No, bigger business don't got nothing.
Well, why do you say that?
Because I seen Michael J. White outside of his movies. The guy is bad. I seen Wesley outside of his movies too, but I have yet to see Wesley do anything this guy can do. Michael J. White.
It's because you haven't seen him do it.
I ain't saying he can't do it. But going off the
That's
facts,
what you saying.
No.
You saying I ain't seen him do it.
I ain't seen him.
So
I ain't seen him do it. But I didn't say he can't do it. But going off the facts and the research I have seen already, Michael Jai White would demolish Wesley with the quickness.
No, that's your opinion.
With the quickness. And Wesley know it too. I think Wesley know it.
I don't think you don't know what Wesley know. Just like you don't know what Wesley can do.
So on top of that, Wesley, his dodging skills might be pretty good because he know how to dodge some passes. Well, we're supposed to be closing this mud, man.
Whatever.
But if you would have made it this far, but then you made it to the end of the show, you can stay posted, but we gotta go. But wait a minute, leave a comment, tell us what you think about it. Come again, tell a friend, tell whoever listening, whatever talk.